oil headed down, the climbing cost of college, and changes in the surveillance industrial complex. Hi, I'm Charles Goyette, and this is your Freedom and Prosperity Commentary. The Manufacturing Index, the state of manufacturing in March, is reported on Tuesday, and the BLS employment picture for March is reported on Friday. Now, if you've been wondering when we would see real lasting price consequences from America's energy boom as we move from being an energy importer to an exporter over the next 2 years, Gene Epstein, the very fine economics editor at Barron's, may have your answer in a piece this weekend called "Here Comes $75 Oil." Epstein says vast new discoveries of oil and natural gas in the U.S. and around the globe could drive the oil price to as low as $75 a barrel over the next 5 years, from a current $100. Unconventional sources of crude oil, totaling more than a trillion barrels, the equivalent of more than 30 years of extra supply, says Epstein, have been discovered in the past 5 years. The majority is recoverable at $75 or less, and much is now being tapped. Lower energy prices will be a boost for the U.S. economy, of course, while the article also describes in some detail the impact of lower oil prices on Russia, which derives fully half of its government revenue from oil. Informed students of the global economy are asking just how the slowdown in China will be felt elsewhere, everywhere. Exports have fallen there, manufacturing has dropped, and now the latest news, the Financial Times tallies it up and says that banks in China have written off more than twice the bad debt that they wrote off last year. Speaking of bad debt, student loan debt looks to run about $1.2 trillion now, with federal student loan debt of $1 trillion. And while delinquency has been rising, we should note that federal student loan guarantees are equal to about 6% of the U.S. national debt. But just as federal programs ran the price of homes higher in the period before the meltdown, what has all this federal money done to the cost of college education? Well, of course, it has made it more expensive. And here's the answer from Morningstar. Over the past 5 years, the real constant dollar cost of tuition and fees at a four-year public college have risen 27%. That's about 5% a year, and they say there's no price inflation. Mike Rogers, the Michigan congressman who chairs the House Intelligence Committee, has announced that he won't seek another term. Rogers will take a job as a national talk show host for Cumulus. That's the same broadcasting giant that tried to make Mike Huckabee a talk show host. That experiment ended in failure. As intelligence chairman tasked with NSA oversight, Rogers vehemently disputed Edward Snowden's description of the agency's spying capabilities. In fact, Rogers even called Snowden a liar until Snowden released the documentation that revealed Rogers was utterly clueless, that he didn't know what he was talking about. And so now Rogers could spend his time misleading millions on national radio. Also leaving office on Friday was Keith Alexander, the head of the NSA. Alexander, you may remember, repeatedly stated, misleadingly, that the bulk collection of U.S. phone data had assisted in uncovering 54 terrorist plots. He had to admit in subsequent Senate testimony that this was not true. No word on whether Alexander is retiring so that he can spend more time spying on his family. And that's your Freedom and Prosperity Commentary. I'm Charles Goyette.
For information on how to order Charles Goyette's Freedom and Prosperity newsletter and more, please log on to moneyandmarkets.com or call toll-free 1-800-291-8545.